الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. By the grace of Almighty Allah, today we were given the opportunity to stand in front of the grave of the great Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the conqueror of the land of Sham, Fatih al-Sham, the sword of Allah and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Saifullahi wa Rasuli, Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu an. Where he has taken his place in the heart of every believer, it seems in the hearts of the disbelievers, and in the heart of the enemies of Islam who took the name of Muslims, but showed more hatred to the men around the Messenger of Allah than even what the Kufar sought. The attempt or the targets that were made on the Masjid of Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu an, in which is housed his grave, can be understood from the area around this Masjid. By looking at the Masjid, you would have thought that the Masjid was spared of the bombing. And as soon as you look at the area around, you will see nothing was spared. In 2025, meaning just 1 year ago, very quick renovation started in this Masjid. In the Masjid, you will not even know that a bomb had fallen in this place. This made us understand how fast the rebuilding of this country can take place and will take place, inshallah. In the Masjid is his most unique grave, and next to it is the grave of his son. Opposite it is the grave of the son of Umar radiallahu an. Not Abdullah bin Umar, but this one is Ubaidullah ibn Umar radiallahu an. He also participated in the conquest of Iraq, and thereafter, traveling over 1,400 kilometers, he participates in the conquest of Sham as well. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, and looking at the title of his Fatih al-Sham, the conqueror of Sham, and thinking after so many years, when Allah tabarak ta'ala had to choose a brigade, a group, that was finally going to break through the sieges and the enemy posts, and inshallah if we get chance we will discuss how this tahrir, how the victory of Sham occurred just a few months ago. That brigade, they had the name called Kata'ibu Khalid, the brigades of Khalid. And exactly what Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu was known for, attacking the enemy from behind. This brigade had to do the same, which meant they had to go through the enemy and get into such a position where they could launch an attack from behind. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, one occasion had taken 400 to do this attack. This brigade also was made up of 400. Before the brigade was sent out, when the commander went to ask them, "Are you ready?" This was what was known as a make or break. If the brigade had to be caught, it was 400 running straight into the jaws of death. So the commander asked them, "What are you expecting?" And the answer of every one of these 400 was, "We are ready to die for Allah." By Allah's grace, we had a chance to meet with these, with some of the members of this brigade. It was what an honor. We asked, who was the youngest of them all? It was a boy, presently at the age of 18. Which would mean that when the group went in, he was only 17. We had a chance to speak with him. His training started at the young age of 11. Gave us memories of the beginning days of Islam, where young Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their playtime was preparing li'ilahi kalimatillah, to be able to lift high the word of Allah, the flag of Allah. In this boy's face, in this boy's body, we could see someone who had been prepared to live and to die for Allah.
It was this brigade of youngsters that brought about a conquest of Sham, which the world could never dream, which the enemy had never thought possible. It was a brigade which had taken out from them the desire of living. And exactly as Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu had said to the enemies of his time, "I have with me an army who loves death. How much you people love life." In what is known as the Kataib of Khalid, the brigades of Khalid, if a person had to look at their faces, you would understand that this is also a brigade from that caravan. Allah has written victory in the past on such people. Inshallah, Allah will write victory on the hands of these people also one day. We continued to a place. We came to a street. We asked, "Why are you stopping at the street?" It was just because they wanted to show us that certain times soldiers just came up to a street for no reason. It was just like a game for them. And from the beginning of the street till the ending, they just entered the house, every house, and they just killed. They just killed. So on that street, 350 people in one attack. For no reason. Whoever's in the house, just enter and kill. That is why the people of this land say that the Ithna Ashariya, it is known that they look at all of us with their thoughts that we deserted Hussein radiallahu anh at the time when he needed our help. It's a lie, but that's how they are taught. And because we are the killers of Hussein radiallahu anh, and especially the people of Sham, who the ahadith have mentioned as the closest of the servants of Almighty Allah, Khiyaratullah, the best of Allah's servants, a land in which the pillars of Islam were placed. But when they look, they see what they call the haters of the Ahlul Bayt. So the people here say that Ithna Ashariya Shia, Yataqarrabuna ila Allah. According to them, the way to get close to Almighty Allah is by killing the people of Sham. And by swearing Sahaba radiallahu anhum. For which reason, where they call this year a Thawrah, a Suri, the Syrian Revolution, there are those people who call it a Thawratul Kashifi, a revolution that exposed. What it exposed? It said before this started, when Hezbollah and other Jama'at fought against Israel, the war of Lebanon, etc., there were people of these lands who also lifted up the flags, showing the faces of these leaders, really believing that these are people who love Allah and His Rasul and the people of Islam. But this revolution, it showed the reality, where they saw those very armies who once upon a time they celebrated their victory, so-called victory. It was those very armies that entered and devastated. When you will see the scenes of devastation, you will wonder that what Israel is doing in Gaza and what Russia did, but they were non-Muslim. How is it that a person can have a Muslim name and he does exactly the same? A Jama'at from the same shaitan. But to see a man who has called himself the Jama'at of Allah, Hizbullah, committing the actions that we are seeing, which are actions of Israel, which are actions of Yahudi, which are actions of atheists, and it makes you understand the relationship of the Shia with the enemies of Islam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allowed us to see in the small trip of ours, Masajid, which were broken, devastated, destroyed. A friend explained that this is only one you are seeing. He said, from Idlib, where we are traveling to, all the way going up to Damascus, or up to Homs, there could be thousands of villages. When the war started in about 2012-14, when they rebelled against the so-called leaders, Every place amongst this route was made into so-called ghost towns. The people were taken to camps, and then the enemy entered, and like rogues, we saw what they stole. They stole everything. Electric lights, lines, roof material. The only thing that was left standing was what could not be taken. He said, now when people are returning, they're returning to ghost towns. But you would wonder, like, will this thing ever come alive again? And every place we're reaching, it's shocking us. That you're already seeing work taking place in the masjid, and so fast. We're entering a masjid. We're looking at the picture, what it was just before the work started. Again, here we find the wealth of South Africa. Allah Tabarakallah in His kindness. It happens, maybe they want to show us what South Africans have done. Because definitely many other countries are also putting a lot of wealth in this. But it's just to show that even with a very weak rand, a very weak currency, the man says once the masjid is built, the whole town comes alive. And we are seeing it. May Allah Tabarakallah encourage families, one family, to say, I will take one masjid. Make a masjid, you make a locality. Make a locality, you make a nation. Make the nation and you have prepared, inshallah, a future leadership for Islam. May Allah Tabarakallah allow every one of us to have a great share in this. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.